All right. Welcome, everyone, to another deep dive. This time, we're looking into something I think a lot of you already know about, but we're going to kind of get into more of the business side, I think.
Yeah.
So, esports. Competitive gaming, obviously, right? Yeah. Huge, huge industry. And today, we are looking at a source that details how the pandemic really impacted this world in a way you might not think about right away. And also how this thing called mediation is finding its place in this very kind of cutting edge world.
I'm excited to get into this.
Yeah. I mean, you think right away, pandemic, everybody's stuck inside, video games, that should be booming.
Yeah. You would think it was a good time to be in the video game industry for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it was in a lot of ways. But we're going to learn about some of the challenges they faced as well in this concept of mediation. And, you know, we're talking about a projected $1.65 billion industry by 2021.
Wow.
So.
That's a lot of money.
It is. There's a lot of money at stake here, so we got to figure out how to play nice. So this source really paints a picture of the pandemic and how it, you know, is this unexpected ripple effect on esports. Because, yeah, of course, the games themselves, those can happen all online.
Right.
You're already doing that anyway.
Exactly.
But a huge part of the esports world is those live events.
Sure.
So, you know, it's interesting to think about that side of the business and what happened when that all shut down.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, from a business perspective, when you think about that lost revenue, esports being a growing industry,
right,
really relies on that income to keep growing at the pace that they are, you know, to sign new players, to invest in new games. And, you know, you see all these legal disputes popping up because contracts and expectations shifted so rapidly.
And, you know, you think about these legal disputes.
Yeah.
And this is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's where this concept of mediation comes in, which maybe a lot of people aren't really that familiar with. What is mediation?
Yeah. So mediation, you know, you hear it and you think like, oh, I need to find my center.
Right.
Find my zen. But really, in this context, it's just a way to resolve issues, conflicts, without going to court.
Right. So.
Which, you know, going to court can be costly.
Yeah.
It can take a long time.
It can really drag on.
Drag on forever. Yeah. So this is a way to kind of find a resolution, you know, quicker.
Okay. So I think it's really helpful to get a little bit more specific here. Like, can you walk us through it? Like, what does mediation actually look like in the esports world? Like, how does this actually work?
Yeah. So basically you have these two parties, right, that have this conflict and they come together.
Okay.
And there's a neutral third party, a facilitator, and they kind of help guide a conversation to try to reach an agreement that works for everybody.
So instead of like, you know, lawyering up and duking it out in a courtroom, it's more like,
right,
let's sit down, let's talk it out, and let's see if we can find something that works for both of us.
Exactly.
It's like couples therapy for esports contracts.
Exactly. A little less emotional, probably, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully. But yeah, similar concept.
But you know, I think a lot of people would hear that and be like, well, okay, that sounds nice in theory, but is this really effective?
Yeah.
Can it really handle these big legal issues?
It's a good question. And the answer is yes. In a lot of cases, it is incredibly effective.
Right.
I mean, we've seen examples of game developers, tournament organizers. They're locked in this legal battle over streaming rights.
Yeah.
They go to mediation and not only do they come to an agreement.
Okay.
They actually strengthen their partnership.
Wow.
Through the process. And, you know, that's something you don't get from a courtroom.
Right.
You know, where it's very adversarial.
Win or lose, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. That is a really powerful example.
Yeah.
And it really, I think, underlines how mediation isn't just about putting out fires.
Right.
It's about actually building and maintaining these relationships, which, especially if you feel like esports, I imagine, are crucial.
Incredibly important.
Yeah.
You know, esports, it's all about collaboration.
Right.
Innovation, a shared passion.
Right.
It thrives on that, on those good relationships.
So going to court and having that adversarial,
right,
you know, win or lose, that's...
Yeah, it's not a good fit.
Not going to work as well.
Not a good fit at all.
Right. Okay, so let's bring this back to our listener, right?
Okay.
Because I think a lot of us, we hear about esports, we see the tournaments, maybe we play some video games.
Right.
But we don't think about the business side.
Yeah.
So let's say you are listening right now and you're thinking, okay, I'm an investor in an esports team or I'm a game developer.
Right.
Why should I care about mediation?
Well, you should care because at the end of the day, you want to protect your investment.
Okay.
You want to resolve disputes quickly and fairly.
Okay.
So that you can get back to doing what you do best, which is creating awesome gaming experiences.
Okay.
And, you know, competing.
Competing, yeah.
And at the end of the day, litigation can really drain your resources.
Right.
And hurt those crucial relationships.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
To bring in, because it is, we think of it as this purely digital realm, but it is,
yeah,
you know, facing very real world business challenges. And
yeah,
this is something that I imagine,
yeah,
you know, could even impact people who are just playing casually.
Oh, absolutely.
At some point, right?
Absolutely. You know, even if you're not an investor,
yeah,
even if you're just a passionate gamer, you're invested in this community,
right?
And you want to see it thrive,
right?
And when these disputes pop up, and they can impact tournaments,
right?
They can impact game development. It affects everybody,
right? Okay.
So yeah, it's something to be aware of, even if you're not.
Yeah, it makes you
stay
think
involved.
Like as technology continues to
right.
blur the lines,
yeah.
between what's digital and what's physical,
right?
Are we going to see mediation even more?
I think so.
Across industries?
Yeah. I think so. You know, what happens when we have disagreements over virtual assets
right.
or online partnerships? These are issues that are going to become more and more
yeah.
prevalent, I think.
That's a really good point. Wow, we covered a lot of ground.
We did.
But I think, as always, we've just scratched the surface here.
For sure.
There's so much more to learn.
Excellent.
About esports, the business of it,
yeah.
how these disputes are being resolved.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and this has sparked your interest at all,
yeah.
do your own research, do your own deep dive.
Yeah, for sure.
And let us know what you find.
Let us know.
Because we would love to hear your thoughts on all of this.
Absolutely. Very fascinating topic.
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We will catch you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.